Cheers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. We are also all jacked up on energy drinks and Dr. snacks. Pepper. There you go. What? So we are doing the Zodiac Academy. Whoop. I'm super excited.
I'm not.
You're not. Okay. I love it so much.
I don't understand. And as I'm going through it, I'm like, what?
What don't you understand? Oh, keep it to book one.
Okay.
What does... Do you even remember book one?
Yes.
Okay.
I've only really read book one.
Okay.
I mean, why would you love it? They're horrible. Everyone is horrible.
And I just said in our last book, there's not any
redeeming. And there's no redeeming qualities in any of these people.
Here's the deal. I agree with everything you just said, but I'm going to have to tell you why I liked this one until the end. Because I don't want to give anything away.
I can't figure it out. What a mystery. What a mystery we got going.
I agree. There were times when I was reading book one where I was like, you got to kill him.
It's literally called a bully romance.
That's the very theme. Popular, though. Very popular.
Okay. Well, why? Why are we okay with that?
Here's the deal. I'm not into like the bully romance, but something just fell from above and got me. But something about enemies to lovers is my favorite trope.
Okay. Well, it doesn't happen in the first book, really.
Well, and it doesn't happen between who you think it's going to happen to.
Okay, well, I'm not a fan.
Spoiler. Okay, spoilers
and in this also one. Tons of creatures.
creatures out the wazoo.
Out the wazoo. I mean, every creature you could ever think of.
That is true. There are a lot of creatures. Yeah. And not just creatures, but powers, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only are you a creature, probably... You're going to have weird-ass powers that don't really necessarily match up, and you're part of different houses.
Uh-huh, like Hogwarts.
Almost, but really trashy. A trashy version.
Okay, so...
A shitty version.
How this book fell into my lap was... I took one... Okay, so you know how the last time I did the BuzzFeed quiz, mm-hmm. right? I did it again. And I told myself the same thing I said last time. No matter what it pops up, I'm going to read it. Only I don't think it was the same quiz. And so I did it and this came up. And I was like, okay. So then I went to Amazon. Looked it up. I didn't really read what it was about because we decided long ago that we weren't going to do that. So I didn't. But one review stuck out to me and I was like, well, that's it. I'm going to read it. It said, this is a book. This is Harry Potter, but if the Slytherins ran the show.
See, that's why we don't read what it's about. Because it warps your view before you've even read it.
But
because
I'm a Slytherin.
I feel like you were in a mood and that's what of some sort. And that's why you like this. Because I don't understand why you would be so into this book.
What kind of mood?
Apparently, somebody telling you you're a Slytherin.
I am a Slytherin.
Okay.
And you're a Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Which
that's
is why you're
I don't
so
like
traumatized.
I think Ivy got Hufflepuff too, and she was like so excited, and I was like,
she would be.
Isn't that the nerdy one?
Yeah. She would be.
She's so in Harry Potter lately.
I'm a Slytherin. You're a Hufflepuff. You're a Puffers. But anyways, now we're talking about Harry Potter, yeah. And I'll be here all day.
It is a lot. I did think of Harry Potter as I was reading it. Just
but for adults.
Yeah, just the setup. But no, I don't like it that much. And I don't. You wouldn't quit reading it. You were like, I can't stop reading it.
So I have a surprise for you.
Okay.
I'm done with the whole series. Oh. No, that's not true. I think I have a book left.
I'm not that surprised, Katie. I'm not surprised.
I read all of them in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
It was really all I did.
I talked to you for a while.
Yeah, that was why.
Because you kept reading.
There were times where I had my phone completely off.
Yeah. Well, that's odd. See, that's weird. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're just going through a really weird moment because that's odd.
Well, am I out of it?
And it's not that good.
It's like, so good.
I don't agree.
It's so good.
She's real convincing in the way she says things, but she's incorrect on this.
No.
Y'all don't fall for
it. I can tell you with certainty that it is good because because you only read book one. I agree with you. I agreed with you. I thought it was trash.
But I don't understand why you would be like, I gotta keep reading it.
Because to me, I can't tell you until the end, until we're done talking about it. I already told you that. So you're trying to convince me to tell you.
Well, get into the story.
Okay. So we start off with two twins, Tori and Darcy, right? They're in the human world.
Yep.
Tori is a little bit more blunt and realistic.
Well, she wears a leather jacket and steals cars and motorcycles, so she's a different one.
And Darcy is a little clumsy, a little sweet. She's the girl that's always going to be like, it's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
And she's like hoping for the day when everything is fine.
And Tori is like, oh, I know it's going to be fine because like I'm going to make it to be fine.
I know what you're going to say. It's you and me.
Yeah. For a minute. And then it turns out to not be you and I at all.
Well, maybe the first book it is. And then you said eventually you're not a fan of Tori, but
she goes through a weird, she goes through a mood.
I think the first book is probably
she gets so real moody at the time, and I can't relate.
You've never done that. Yeah. Never had a mood in your life.
Okay. But she gets to be a real hag, Tori, later on. And I'll, when we get to that book, she offends me a lot. But we'll get there when we get to that book. So in this book, I will say you are Darcy and I am Tori, even to the fact where Darcy has always been into horoscopes and what.
Yeah, I know.
She'll be like, your horoscope says, and Tori's like, shut up.
That's not real.
Yeah.
I know we're going to this place that's never been considered real, but horoscopes definitely aren't.
But I think if that happened to us, if somebody showed up and were like, y'all are princesses in this world, you would be like, this isn't real. And I'd be like, I knew it.
Yeah. And then when we get there, you'd be like, this is all real. But don't you dare talk to me about a horoscope. I don't believe that.
Okay. So Tori and Darcy live in the real world. They grew up super rough. When they were younger, their parents and their home caught on fire. And unfortunately, their parents passed away, but Tori and Darcy survived. And that was the end of their family, though. So then they went to foster home to foster home. And nothing ever really stuck around.
And they had super poor, like really struggling in Chicago.
They had some good foster parents, and then they had some bad ones that were just in it for the paycheck, I guess, is what they say. Well, at the last foster home that they're in, they didn't say it was the worst place they've ever been, but they did want out. They were done. They were done doing this. They were almost 18. Or they were 18, so they could leave now. Well, they had squirreled away some money, and
as soon as they turned 18, he got rid of them.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't get the money.
Yes, so it was in, like, their dresser drawer or whatever. Well, Darcy says in her head, like, well, Tori's always taking care of me. She's always doing things like this. I'm going to go break into this house, steal the money, and make her proud of me. Darcy should have known she couldn't do this.
She
can't do it. So she goes, she breaks into the house, she gets the money, she dips this guy's toothbrush into the toilet a little bit.
Then she's puts real proud of that.
Then puts it back. But as she's running away, the cops show up and she gets caught, her pants get caught underneath a fence, and she's struggling. A very attractive police officer walks up to her and is casually like, are you Darcy? And she's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And trying to get away. And he's just super casual.
He takes the money, though.
He does take the money. She ends up getting away. She runs back to their little apartment and tells Tori, I lost the money. And Tori's like, of course you did.
And it was several thousand.
2,000.
Yeah.
And so Tori's like, it's okay. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. Well, then we get to the next chapter. And Tori is stealing a motorcycle because she's going to steal this bike, sell it to her guy. Her guy is going to give her a couple grand, and then that made up for the money that Darcy and her have lost. Yeah. Well, while she's doing this, she makes the deal with the guy and whatnot. She goes to the bar and is going to just sit and have a drink or two. Well, this guy walks up to her and is like, "Are you Tori?" And she's like, "Why are you asking?" And he's like, "Because I'm asking." And she's like, "Well, that's none of your business."
Yeah.
And so then she gets away.
She's real sassy.
She's sassy.
Yep.
Can't relate. And
yeah. I've never heard of such a thing.
Never.
Such an attitude.
Yeah. Don't talk to me. So she goes home to Tori. Or no, she goes home to Darcy.
Yeah.
Well, when she gets there, the guy from the bar is already at the house. And she's like, "What the hell are you doing here?" And he says, "You're going to take me up to your apartment and you're not going to fight." And something happens to Tori where she's like, has to do what he says. She's like, she loses all control over her body. And she's like, "I don't want to do this." But the words that come out of her mouth are, "Okay, follow me."
Yeah.
And so she's like, "Well, that's weird." And so she goes to her apartment, and Darcy happens to be home. The guy tells both of them to sit down on the couch and listen and don't interrupt him. And they do, and they have no choice but to. He tells them that they are princesses in another world. Solaria?
Yeah.
Okay. So they are princesses of Solaria. Their dad was a king.
And they're fae.
And they're...
and they're like, "Get the fuck out of here."
They, yeah. Yes. What they call their dad, though?
Well, I don't know.
It wasn't the Mad King. That's Game of Thrones. It was something else.
I don't remember that.
Anyways, so I just ripped my pants. Of course I did.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's not part of the story. It's just Katie trivia.
Yeah.
So they are like, "No, we're not. You're an idiot." And he's like, "I'm going to take you to this kingdom." And they're like, there's a crazy person in the house. And he's like, "You can either go get a few things or you can come as you are." And he looks at one of the twins, Darcy, who also happens to have dyed her hair, like the ends of it are blue. And so that's how he's keeping them apart. One of them has blue hair and one of them doesn't.
Yeah.
And so he's like, "Or you can go as you are." And he looks at her, and Darcy happens to be in like these, like,
was it like bunny pajamas?
But yeah, like real fuzzy, like real gross. And so she goes to put some pants on.
He's like, "You might not want to show up like that."
And so he takes them to Solaria. Now, what is happening in Solaria is these girls were born as Vegas. That was their fae last name was Vega. Their fae real names are not Tori and Darcy, but they have decided that those are the names that they're going to keep. But they will take the last name Vega. They are the lost twin princesses. They happen to be Geminis, which pans out because they're twins.
Yeah.
But while they were gone, somebody had to rule the kingdom. So the council of this kingdom is in four parts: fire, earth, water, and air. So four families. Now, those four families have four sons. And those four sons are going to sit on the throne one day and share the ruling equally. They are all equal in power. They're equal in strength. They can't, one's not stronger than the other. They're matched, equally matched. They are the heirs of the throne.
Yeah.
Their names are Caleb, Seth, Max, and Darius. Darius. What is it?
I think it's Darius.
Darius. Okay. Darius is fire element. But he also has water, I think.
Who knows? That was confusing as hell to me.
Okay. So, anyways.
I do not know.
I jumped the gun.
What are you talking? I mean, like, what? They're about part of different houses. Yeah. They got different it is so, they can change into things. Oh, my God.
Okay. So, before Darcy and Tori get divided into a house, all the new freshmen at this academy called the Zodiac Academy have to take an element test. And what that means is they have to see what element, earth, fire, water, and air, speaks to them.
Yeah.
All four speak to Tori and Darcy. So that means that they get to choose what house that they're going to be in. Now, before they do that, though, Tori mouths off to one of the heirs, Caleb, and Caleb happens to be a vampire, snatches her up and starts, like, bites her neck.
Yeah.
In front of the whole school. No one does anything. Darcy is like, what the hell? Like, can we help her? Everyone's kind of ignoring that this is happening. Darcy gets so panicked that a ginormous gust of air comes out of her palms and hits Max in the chest, and he goes flying. So that was like their first, not only are they four, do they have all four elements, but she was so powerful that she could knock an air on his ass without training. So this kind of shakes the guys a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
not a great start.
No, and for the girls.
It's so mean.
Yes, it is mean.
I mean, like, the way it reads is, I mean, it doesn't sound great.
No, that's not great.
And then reading it, it's just, your fridge is going insane. Anyway, the way it reads is not great.
So, Tori and Darcy are like, okay, well, we got to stick together. Obviously, these psychos are here. What are we going to do? So they're, you know, mapping it out on what houses they're going to do. But before they can pick, the principal, Principal Nova, tells the girls, like, you can only be in, y'all have to be in separate houses. So they can't go together.
Yeah, but she tells them that, like, 2 seconds before they pick.
I know.
Like, thanks a lot.
So Darcy decides that she likes the air element best because she just used that on accident. So that must be where she needs to go. Tori picks fire, not because she has like an infinity for fire or she thinks that that's where she belongs best, but because Darius is looking at her like, fucking pick my house, I dare you. And she says, bet, fire.
Yeah.
I love it.
That and a little bit to save Darcy, I think.
Well, Darcy went first.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
She was saving Darcy.
Like, yes.
You pick. You get the easy one.
Yeah, and she thinks the air is going to be easy. So now how they get initiated. So they go through, like, this hazing period. And
it's unfortunate, too.
Yes.
I think it's really mean, this book. Like, everything goes a little too far.
So there's this girl. Her name is, God, what was her name? Started with a K. Kylie.
Pretty easy.
She would be a Kylie. So anyways, so there's this girl, her name's Kylie. She's going to be a real mean girl throughout this whole thing. She is in love with Seth. Seth is a werewolf and the head and an alpha and in charge of Air House. Kylie thinks that her and Seth are going to get married and have babies. Seth does not give a shit about Kylie, but he lets her believe whatever she wants because that seems to be easier. And he doesn't care what she believes because whatever.
Yeah.
So, during their initiation, you know, everything seems like it's going fine, but he makes Darcy stand on the edge of Air House. Air House is this giant tower, and he makes her stand on the edge, and he says, jump, or cut off all your hair. Darcy, who has no training, didn't even know she had powers until 5 minutes ago, jumps. And Seth freaks out because he did not expect her to jump.
Yeah.
And so right before she hits the ground, her magic kicks in and like gushes her back up.
It was a trick though.
Yes.
She wasn't very far off the ground.
No, she was. This was after that.
Oh, okay.
So.
There's too many moments of shittiness.
So she saves herself. Well, while she's walking back up the air tower from the ground, Seth tells her, like, I can't believe you jumped. And she was like, well, I'm not cutting off my hair. And he grabs her arm and he is like, eventually you'll give me your hair. And she just like brushes him off and goes to her room. Yeah. So now it's Darcy's turn. So this book goes back and forth between Darcy's point of view and Tori's point of view. So now it's Tori's turn. Tori is in the firehouse with Darius. He makes her go through her own trial and she passes it. But right before she gets in to the house, because she passed her trial, he makes a firewall and he is like, walk through it. And she was like, well, it's a fire. How am I supposed to do that? And he was like, if you were a house fire, you'd be able to walk through that. And he doesn't think that she would. But she does. She walks through it. It burns her money. It burns her clothes. It burns everything. So now she's standing in front of this boy, naked, and looks him right in the eye and was like, "You're nothing." Just so we're clear. Like, you think this is funny?
Yeah.
You think this is a joke? You think you're going to break me? No. And he, like, his jaw drops to the floor. And before he can recover, she turns her back on him and walks away. And apparently turning your back on somebody is, like, a huge insult in their world. And he cannot believe that she just did this. But, like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I know. Like, they do these things over and over and over again. Shitty, shitty stuff over and over again. And then they're so surprised that these girls don't like them. And that they're not respectful. It's like, what world are you in?
So they do make a buddy, though. What's her name?
Starts with an S, doesn't it?
No, it starts with a G. Oh. Sophie, Diego, and Gertrude or something like that.
Oh.
It's not
Is
Gertrude.
Is she a buddy?
Yeah, the ass girl.
Yeah. The ass girl.
Okay.
I wouldn't say she's a buddy, but okay.
Okay, so... Anyways, so they are in class now. Okay, so now that they've made it into their houses and whatnot, they're getting settled, they're getting their schedule and whatnot, they end up in a class with Professor Orion. And Orion happens to be the cop that they thought in the real world, but no, he was just tracked down, made to bring them to this school.
Yeah, he's the one who brought them there.
He teaches them magic. Right? How to use their, you know, how to cast spells and whatnot. He's also a real dick.
Yeah, he is.
And
he does not want to be there.
No.
He doesn't ever seem like
he hates teaching. Vampire, yes. Yeah. He hates teaching. He's a vampire. He hates these kids. He hates being here.
Everything offends him.
Yes. He's mean. The kids love him, essentially, because he's, like, super hot. But, like, he hates his life. Well, he ends up biting Darcy. And she was like, that was scary. And he was like, I loved it. I don't know what you're talking about. I thought that was great. And so then he tells her, like, I'm going to be the one that keeps biting you forever. Caleb also tells Tori that he's going to be the one that only is allowed to bite her. So both of them have become the two main vampires' sources. And yeah, no one else can bite them.
They get power. Biting the girls.
Yes, that's how they perform magic. But this has, like, pros and cons. Con, this stranger that you don't know gets to, like, bite you and suck your blood. Pro, they're the only vampires that you have to worry about the rest of your life. So, like...
Yeah, but this whole book is like, well, I abuse you, but I don't abuse you as bad as somebody else could abuse you.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, sounds good.
It's very charming.
We're okay with this.
Well,
it's gross.
So life is happening. They make a few buddies. One of their buddies that they make is Sophie. She is in house fire with Tori. They meet another guy. His name is Diego. He's in house air with Darcy. So they've become like this little group of people. There are loyalists to the crown. And this one girl... who we can't pronounce her name, so I'm not even going to try. She's a character in this book, but she becomes very popular in the next books. She makes this class or club dedicated to being loyal to the crown. And it's called the ASS Club, the Ass Club.
Yeah, and what does it stand for?
Something social. I don't know. I can't remember either.
She doesn't think it's... Sounds like ass.
No, she doesn't get it. But anyways, so as they're in this school, they're noticing that everyone else has this thing called an order. And it's something that you can turn into. So like some kids are Pegasus. Some people are vampires. Some people are werewolves. There's like griffins, sirens, everything. Everything you can think of, they're in this book.
There's even unicorns.
Even Well, you those are the Pegasus.
No, there's unicorns.
Yeah, but they're that's the in the Pegasus
there's
group.
There's unicorns.
There's also dragons.
Yeah.
So you could be any of these things. Now, the Vega twins don't know what they are because they've been in the mortal world for so long that their powers have never really come up. So their goal this year is to learn how to make a shield in their mind where people can't coerce them to do anything, but also find out what their order is so they can recharge their magic and not be vulnerable, right? As this is going on, though, there's also a very bad nymph problem.
Yeah, there is.
So the nymphs are out of control, and the nymphs are what killed Tori and Darcy's mom and dad, the king and queen. They apparently suck the power out of you, and then they can have power. They come from the shadow realm.
Well, supposedly they're just killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, and no one can do anything about it.
No, that's it. That's all we know. Nymphs are bad. You're like, as you're saying it, you're like, okay, yeah. It sounds crazy.
It doesn't. It's so good.
I don't understand that. You just say that. So good. And then that's it. There's no explanation.
I will explain
it. At the end, I'd like to know what's so good about it.
Okay. So the boys have decided that they cannot let the girls go through this thing called the Reckoning. And the Reckoning is when you earn your true place at the Zodiac Academy. It means the stars and the universe have decided that you are worthy of your power and your order and how to be there. The boys know that if the girls make it that far in their education, that they'll be able to take them down easily. And they can't let that happen because they don't want to lose their throne. And honestly, I kind of understand their point because they've grown up here their entire lives. And these girls are new. You don't even know.
Yeah, but right away, like, you assume they want that spot. Like, mm-hmm. I agreed with the girls. The whole time they're like, we don't want we wanted to be the leaders? We know nothing about this place.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know. I mean, like, I just would like some money and some
security. So Tori and Darcy are at the academy because if they graduate high school, they get their parents' inheritance. Now, they were royalty, so the check is large. So that's what they're there for. They don't really want the crown.
Any sort of other direction.
No.
Also, you could think if I marry one of them, I could have all the power.
But they can't because then their children would be more powerful than the other kids. And it would upset the balance.
No. It would make a lot more sense.
I wish that y'all could see her face.
There's no fucking balance. There's no balance.
So there are...
They got all four powers. There's no balance to start with.
So there are times as they're going through this academy where you think things are changing. Because, like, the boys are bullying the shit out of these girls the entire time.
They find out that the girls don't know how to control the mind control.
Don't know how to block their corrosion.
I can't remember what they call it exactly, but it's what Orion did when he made them go upstairs.
And, yes.
And they don't know how to block it. Everybody in the school finds out through their type of Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay. They end up in random moments with these guys, and the guys are like, well, I could make you do anything.
Yeah.
It is borderline so inappropriate. I mean, like, I could make you do anything. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That is not a nice book.
I didn't say it was nice. I didn't say it was nice.
And they do make them do a lot, but it ends up not being like anything super sexual or anything, which it could be easier.
I did not say this was a nice book.
It's not.
I said this is a good book.
I find it so strange. Like, I mean, if you want to cut this, it's a little rapey at times. It's like borderline, and you're like, what a great book. It's so good. And I'm like, this goes against you, man.
Yeah, I would not do well there. So anyways, so there is this Max guy, one of the four heirs. He is a siren, which means that he can suck the emotions out of you and sense get you to feel relaxed. And when he tells you,
kind of a different way of looking at a siren than I'd ever.
I hate his power.
Yeah,
he's the worst one.
This one, I've never heard of a siren being exactly described like this.
He's the worst one out of all of them because it is like a different type of violation.
It's disgusting. Also, like, he does get a high off of, like, and he's real touchy, and he gets, like, a high off of every kind of emotion.
Yes.
And the whole group was really creepy. Like, when they went to them to see if they had any sort of, I guess, powers that they had, any sort of siren in them. And the teacher was even creepy.
Yeah,
and
the teacher is gross. His name is Professor Weaver, and he ends up being in the series, like, everyone's, like, shudders when he comes around because he'll wear like tight speedos. He's always touching the kids. He's super inappropriate. He's disgusting.
He has, like, long, longish hair. Short.
Crop tops for days. Top. So while this is going on and all that jazz, Max is like trying to see if he's a siren and whatnot. They aren't. Well, Seth tries to see if maybe Darcy is a werewolf. And so
they go for a little ride.
Yes. Like, man, we're gonna they're having fun and whatnot. And then he's like, howl. And she kind of laughs and is like, no. And he's like, howl for me. And then he starts howling because he's a wolf. And so then she starts howling. And he gets pissed off because it's not a wolf howl. And I think at this point, he wanted her to be a wolf.
Yeah.
He wants her to be his friend. He wants her there in his pack and whatnot. And I don't think at this point he understands that, but I do think he wants it. And so you start seeing this shift and whatnot. And then
I started to not mind him.
No. And then Caleb and Darcy have struck up this agreement that she will let him bite her and whatnot, and he won't be awful. And he's like, okay, that sounds good. They're not doing anything inappropriate at this point in time. They're just biting, but she is okay with it. Like, they've come to an agreement that it's going to be okay. He's not going to be awful. He's not going to just, like, tackle her in the middle of science, you know? Like, it'll be nice for both of them. And so she's like, okay, cool. So things are changing, and they're all texting one another, or not all of them, but, like, Seth and Darcy and Caleb and Tori are texting and chatting and being fine with one another. Well, now it's time for this dance to come up, right? And as it's coming, Seth asks Darcy if she will go with him. And she doesn't really answer. But Kylie finds out that Seth asked her. And so they get into, like, this brawl.
Yeah.
And she's like, tell me what the note said. And she's like, I haven't even read it yet. And she's like, tell me what it says. And so she reads it, and it's like, will you go to the dance with me? And so Kylie loses it, calls her a whore because she's taking Seth away from her. Not really. She doesn't really want Seth.
No.
You know? And whatnot. Well, Max has used his siren powers over Darcy and Tori and has made them confess to him that Darcy has only ever wanted to be loved. That she slept with one guy her entire life, and she's waited and waited and waited, and finally he told her that he loved her, and so she had sex with him, and then he left, and that broke something in her.
Yeah.
Because no one had ever loved her before. No one ever loves me. You know, the only person that's ever loved me is Tori. And that broke something in her.
Yeah.
Because she wants that. She wants to be loved. Like, she's that girl, loves love, wants to be in love. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Tori tells this story about, he's like, well, what's your biggest fear? And so Tori tells him about this time that her and ex-boyfriend were in the car, and it flipped over a bridge into a lake, and the boyfriend left her in the car. And she couldn't get out. And she almost drowned.
Yeah. And she just barely managed to get out.
Barely made it.
But with Darcy's, she dyed her hair blue then when the boyfriend left after they had sex together and decided he didn't really love her. She dyed her hair blue to remember that people will always let you down.
Yeah.
And so that's why the hair means so much to her. It's her way of taking control back of the situation.
And Darcy, and Tori never gets in a car with anyone.
Or near water.
And now the boys know this. So now it's the night of the... And people that have read the Zodiac Academy, I know I skipped so much I know I have skipped a lot.
There's a lot more to the story.
But
there really is.
One, I think you should read it. So I'm not going to tell you everything. I don't want to spoil everything. Two, I'll go over a few tidbits at the end. But we'll do more episodes on the Zodiac Academy. So I know I skipped a lot. Just bear with us. Okay? So now it's the night of the dance. Everything seems to be going fine. Everyone's in a good mood. Darcy goes outside and she meets Orion there, the professor. Now, her and him have kind of had this weird...
Well, you don't know if he's good or bad.
Yeah. So, like, it's weird, though. Because, yeah. like, sometimes he'll give her advice and you're like, okay, well, maybe it's good advice.
So, the whole book's been back and forth with a lot of people.
But then he'll tell her, like, I don't want you on the throne. I don't think you should be here. Give up and go home. So, you're like, well, shit. Like, what is his game?
Yeah.
So, you don't really know. Well, tonight, he gets real close to her and he tells her...
Stay away from Seth.
Mm-hmm. And she's like...
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, really. I want you to stay away from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't.
No.
She goes to sit on a bench. Seth comes out. They start kissing. She hears some kind of weird giggle. And right out of the corner of her eye, she sees something flash. Seth has taken a knife and cut the back of her hair so short that in some places it scalped her. And he told her, like, I told you I'd get your hair one day. And so every sweet...
It was so shocking because he had moments of sweetness.
Well, they were buddies for a while there.
Yeah,
it was all a game, though. Yeah, it was a game.
And you found out right then it was all fake. And she started to trust him. And he took the one thing to remind her to not trust people. Oh,
yes.
It was heartbreaking.
Yes. And then while she's on the ground crying, she hears a scream. And Orion has come out and is, like, you know, consoling her and telling her, it'll be okay and whatnot. Then they hear a scream. And Darcy says, oh my God, it's Tori. What is going on with Tori is Max has convinced her to follow him with his siren powers. So she does. They have taken her to a pool surrounded by all these kids. Darius and Max tell Darcy to climb up the ladder. Caleb is there, just standing there, watching.
Yeah,
and throughout the entire dance, Caleb is like, let's just go, Darcy. Me and you. Let's just get away, Darcy. Let's just go back to the house. So he's tried to get her away many times. And she's like, no, I'm having fun. What the fucker didn't do was tell her why she needed to get away.
Yeah.
So he's just standing there.
He's done the best he could.
Yeah. So he's just standing there. And she... goes up to the ladder and they're like, jump. And she's like, please don't make me do this. Please. Tori, who never begs, is like, don't make me do this. And Darius is like, jump. But before he can, like, make her with his little mind games, she takes off and just jumps in because it's going to, at the very end, it'll be on her terms. Well, while she gets there in the water, when she comes up from air, they start making waves push her back under, and then they freeze the top so she can't come up for air.
Yeah, the top layer.
So she starts banging on it, and it starts cracking. And then they're kind of like, oh, shit, because it's two of them holding the glass, and it's just one of her banging the ice, and it's just one of her. And she's getting through it. Well, finally, she stops banging on the ice, and that's when Orion and Darcy come in. And Orion uses his powers. He has fire element too. Melts some of the ice, jerks her out, does like CPR, makes her choke up all this water and whatnot, and brings her back to life. He also gets in Darius's face and is like, I thought you weren't your dad. So at this point, that comment made you realize, okay, well, maybe something's weird with Darius's dad.
Well, they're
you
all
know?
Dark.
Yeah. And so, and Darius's flinch when something happened, when he said that, made him kind of think like, okay. So then Darcy and Tori have decided nothing is worth this. They're going to go home. And that's where book one ends.
Yeah. They get like maybe a little detention.
Yeah.
The boys.
Yeah.
For what they did. Oh,
but here's
God.
The thing. I left this one part out. During their stay at the Zodiac Academy, there is somebody, like star, fallen star or something like that, is sending Darcy and Tori messages and clues and like hidden tarot cards with messages on them about how to find answers to their past and how to win against the heirs. I didn't really go into any of that because
there's a lot more to the story. I think so that, like, if it's something that interests you, you can read it and still have a lot to go off of. And it's, I don't know, there is like a feel to it to where it could be like really good movie. You can make it really moody and dark, or a show or something.
Here's why I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
One, the the way they talk about the stars and the moon and whatnot and how they're all just connected to it spoke to me. I get that. Two, I am done, so I understand a little bit more about the boy's side. Still complete trash, but I understand more about it. And I can't tell you what, but I get it a little bit. And then the third reason is the first book has a boy's version of it, where it's like the boy's point of view. All four of them, except for Max, because he's a fucker, while they're doing this is like, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. They don't stop it. They still suck.
Yeah.
But it lessens the blow a little.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's funny. Like, there's this one part where Tori needs something, and so she walks in on Darius, and she's like, he's like laying in a bed covered in gold. And she's like, what are you, some kind of pirate?
Yeah, she's like, you got a weird pirate fetish? Like, what is this? And he doesn't know what she's talking about. But that
he's never heard of a pirate before. And like, you know.
I heard of unicorns, though. That's for sure.
Pegasus. Also, yeah. Did y'all know Pegasus poo glitter?
Hell yeah, they do.
Why not? You know? Why they not?
They fart rainbows.
No, they do not.
Yeah, that's totally made up. That's crazy.
But too far. So you hated it.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, pretty much.
You hated every page?
I don't know. There's something about it, the darkness. Like, when we looked up the aesthetic on Pinterest, mm-hmm. like, that was kind of fun. But that's what I'm saying, like, for me, maybe as, like, a show, it would be a little better. You could have the moodiness to see. It'd be pretty. But okay. As a book, the emotional parts, like that they messed with them and stuff, too far for me. Yeah. I don't like that kind of thing.
The reason why I had to read book two is because at the end, when she's like, we gotta go, I wanted to know, go where, though? Like, what's the next step for y'all?
Yeah.
I needed to know that.
I wondered if they could just go out into the Fey world. Do you have to be at this academy?
Like, I think there's more than one academy, too.
Yeah, like, can you just go out and be Fey now?
I don't know.
I feel like they do better there than in Chicago. But see,
you have questions, too.
Yeah.
So now you have to read book two, because you even had questions.
I started book two, but I haven't got very far in it.
So, I give this a 4.5.
I give it a 3.
I knew you were going to say 3. So on Goodreads, it got a 4 out of 5. On Audible, it got a 4.3. But on Books a Million, it got 5 out of 5.
That's weird. I've never heard of Books a Million.
Me either, but we've been seeing it all day.
Yeah.
So
it must be a popular one lately.
My review, my thing is 4.5. I would not recommend this to everybody.
No.
But there is a specific person out there, like me, I would recommend it to probably my neighbor, Crystal.
That book of the
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
People, those people. Private. Y'all all know what I mean. Okay.
Those people.
Those people. It's a certain kind of people, man.
Those of us that like the darker side of life?
Yeah.
Am I those people?
Yeah.
What? I'm a ray of fucking sunshine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your fireplace is painted black.
And it's a very elegant color.
It's a type of people.
Okay. I am a ray of sunshine. I feel
like I'm borderline on some of those things. I like some darker things to a point. But like, I don't know, like that emotional abuse that they were doing.
Yes, it was a different kind of mindfuck.
That I know I wouldn't be able to handle.
But you do that a lot, though, in books where you're like, because you say that about catfishing. Like, the mindfuck gets to you.
That's so creepy to me. Like, almost make me throw up. I don't like that.
Yeah, you don't like the mindfuck out of it all. I don't either. But something about this book, it being dark and it being beautiful and like, I don't know, I just... The writing was good. You have to wonder who's going to end up with who because, like, it is called a romance. I will say in this first book, nothing happens. Nothing. What no. do you mean? Like, nothing. Like, it's not romantic at all. Like, there's romance scenes. There's no smut in the first book.
Yes, there's one moment where Caleb and her have a moment.
But that's not, like, I wouldn't say that was smutty. That's what he said,
let's move this, you know, after the dance. We can go further. That was, like, him trying to convince her to come with him. Because he didn't get off, but she did.
Right, but I still...
And that made you like him.
But that was a paragraph.
But it was part of it.
Okay, so there was one paragraph of smut in this whole book.
It was like a page.
Okay. I will say it doesn't start getting smutty until book 3. So it's a slow burn. But man, it's so good. But the tension in book 2 is insane. Love it. Love it.
Are these the same characters?
In book 3, yes. It's the same characters, different, same, you know, nymphs are still a problem, all that jazz. But
okay. And they do find some sort of romantic with these guys? Somebody does?
No.
Or the characters that we have already? The
characters that we have, but it's...
Orion.
It's
Orion!
It's not who you think it is.
It's Orion.
It's not who you think it is. So that's our deep thoughts on the Zodiac Academy. It does. There's not really much to the, I mean, like, there's a lot in the first book, but the second book, you have to get a little deeper. Because now, in the second book, it's not just Tori and Darcy's point of view, it's all of them.
Well, with these fantasy kind of books, that is kind of how it goes. You know, like, it gets deeper as it goes.
Yes, so. And, like, there's a lot that I don't want to ruin. Because this is one of those books where it's not like I don't want to tell you because it was boring. I don't want to tell you because, like, you should read it.
And you should have those shocking moments.
Yes. Yeah. You should have that gut, stomach dropping moment. Okay. I agree.
Well, I'll keep going.
Yes, you will. Until
we'll see. You, we'll give it one more book and you I'll see. Will read. How many books are there?
I think there's like 6 or 7.
That's too many. I can't dedicate my life to this.
Just read and, okay, just...
I promise you number 2. I can't promise you further.
You will just promise 3 because that's when it gets good.
You ask so much of me.
So, readers, give us a like on Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and...
Share with your friends.
Share with your buddies. Yeah. You know what's crazy?
No.
Is I was at a football game the other day with my child. And I recommended our podcast for the very first time to somebody. I don't talk to very many people, yeah. But it was awesome, and she followed us right then. I hope she likes it. If you're listening, hello. All right, well, we'll talk to you later, readers. Bye.
Bye.